Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel enjoys warm and sunny skies with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences a gentle breeze, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, daily briefing from the Times of Israel reports that an underground Hezbollah base in Lebanon puts all of Israel in range. Also, in the past hour, JTA reports that Israeli citizen Michael Mizrahi was killed in a Montreal shooting. Police are still investigating. Also this hour, Walla News confirms that the IDF attacked terrorists in southern Lebanon following reports of casualties in Nabatieh al-Fawqa. Separately, Ynet reveals that Israel-Lebanon talks include discussions on a possible deal to return the remains of Ron Arad. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that Donald Trump claims Iran has agreed to nuclear inspections, but Tehran denies any deal. From X, the latest. I24N EWS English reports just minutes ago that IDF troops fired at Hezbollah operatives disguised as civilians in a southern Lebanon security zone. David Keyes shared an incredible picture of Pezeshkian heading to Pakistan, posting just recently. Meanwhile, open source intel highlighted that ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz was the highest since the start of the war, as noted earlier today by shipping monitors. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, their military correspondent, Emmanuel Fabian, toured a drone facility in Lebanon. The army expressed frustration over a porous ceasefire which risks escalating tensions in the region. This development underscores Israel's strategic concerns about Hezbollah's capabilities. Turning to the tragic incident in Montreal, JTA notes that the attack took the life of Israeli citizen Michael Mizrahi, leaving a police officer dead and another critically wounded. The lack of a clear motive adds to the anxiety within the community. This incident highlights ongoing concerns about violence in major cities worldwide. Meanwhile, the IDF's confirmation of an attack on terrorists in southern Lebanon comes after reported fatalities. Walla details that the operation was in response to armed activities by a terrorist cell. This escalation in Nabatieh al-Fawqa signals rising tensions along the border. In diplomatic developments, Ynet reports on the fifth round of Israel-Lebanon talks in Washington. Discussions include a potential deal for the return of Ron Arad's remains. The talks also focus on U.S. proposals for Hezbollah-free zones in southern Lebanon. This could pave the way for enhanced stability in the area. Finally, the Jerusalem Post covers Donald Trump's statement about Iran's nuclear inspections. Trump claims Iran agreed to long-term inspections, but Tehran denies any such deal. This disagreement casts doubt on future diplomatic engagements between the U.S. and Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Economy Minister Barkat criticized Channel 12's owner for holding food monopolies, calling it a system of cartels. This critique highlights ongoing concerns about economic concentration and its impact on Israeli consumers. Separately, CTEC reveals that former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett claims Israel secretly set up a Starlink internet infrastructure in Iran. This was reportedly to support anti-government protests. The move indicates Israel's strategic efforts to influence regional dynamics and civil liberties in Iran. And finally, Globes reports that Tower Semiconductor seeks to raise CEO Russell Ellwanger's compensation following a significant rise in share prices. This reflects the company's performance and investor confidence in its leadership. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.